Life after death, and this is the period of tribulation, part 6, and we continue in Revelation chapter 11, as we have read last week and expound the ascension of the two witnesses after their death and the earthquake, and the great opportunity of evangelism in that period, and what we learn from it even today, what the scripture inspires us. Let's read Revelation chapter 11, the whole chapter, and we'll continue. And there was given me a reed unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein, but the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the whole city shall they tread upon the foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will turn them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to the heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second wall passed, and behold, the third wall cometh quickly, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of this world are come, the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nation were angry, and thy wrath is overcome, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. and the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testimony, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. We come before your name of Jesus. Explain to us your word and make us apply it in our lives. Inspire us, the church, with your word to know your will and what you want us to achieve. We thank you, God, and we bless you, Lord. I pray that you anoint my lips and put verses and statements so that your people will be encouraged, will be enlightened, O God, to go on serving you, evangelizing, witnessing you with the power of the Holy Ghost to do your work and your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The life of these two witnesses, they witnessed with the authority of God, and they had offered their life to serve the Lord, and they were giving so heavy message that they were so hated by the people who are around them. And they say that those who even tried to attack them, they were hurt with the fire that come from their mouth, with the word of God and what they were uttering of God's word and God's judgment during that period of time. They were finally, God allowed them to be killed, and they were not buried, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, ascended, and they were revived and ascended to heaven. And everyone, even their enemies, they witnessed that. And on the same hour, say that there was an earthquake that had killed 7,000 people of the city. So they were here in this scene. There's God's power showing that there's resurrection and ascension to heaven, like the pattern of Christ resurrected from the dead and ascended to heaven in the sight of his disciples. All those enemies, they were looking at them, they are seeing them. And at the same time, there was God's judgment on the part of the city that there were dead people there. The purpose of God here, as we have spoken, is the purpose of him is to declare Christ's word and more opportunity to evangelize during that period. And we learn from it that even this time that God had called us to evangelize. And here now, during the end times now, we are proceeding toward the end. There will be more persecution, and we need to bear it. We need to be willing to be hurt. Listen to this. We need to be willing to be hurt. We need to be willing to be hated, and we need to be willing also to forgive those who hurt us, because the purpose of God is salvation. Even if the wicked people, they might repent when we preach to them the word of the Lord. You know, in verse 15, while they were ascending and there's earthquake, the seventh angel, the first six angels, we read about them in chapter 8 and 9, now the seventh angel now sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord. Now here, when he announced this, he announced it after these two had preached 3.5 years. And after they were killed and put to death, they are not buried, they ascend in front of their enemies. And after God sent judgment on the earth with that earthquake, here the announcement, he says, the kingdom of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord. What does that mean? That there were people who had started to be converted after they seen what is had taken place. And that's here the purpose. We need to evangelize We need to give the word of God nowadays in a shocking way, that even we need to be ready to be hated, persecuted, injured, insulted, and that's the way for God, for the people to be converted. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, Acts chapter 17, you know, we speak here about my two witnesses. Jesus Christ, he said, and I given power to my two witnesses. The two witnesses, and he told about them that they are the candlestick and they are the olive tree. The olive tree is the Holy Spirit. We need to move with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to reach the lost as God leads us. We need to be the light for the world. And God has given us authority and we need to use it to reach a new opportunity, to reach a new people. We don't know whom God has called, but we need to be willing and ready to preach the gospel. In the book of Acts, speaking here, what these two did, in the book of Acts, there's another example of two people that have done marvelous things. And let us read what the scriptures spoke about them. Book of Acts, chapter 17, and verse 1 to 6. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessaloniki, which was where was the synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must need have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few, but the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And then let us read verse 6. How Paul and Silas were described. And when they found them not, they drove Jason and certain brethren unto the ruler of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are coming hither also. Now here, when Paul and Silas, they were in the city of Thessalonica, they were preaching the gospel to the extent that the Jewish part of the city, they were still, they start to hate them. They want to put them in a prison. They got somebody instead of them, Jason. But the point is, how they describe Paul and Silas? He said that those who turned the world upside down had come to this city. Now, here's the point. If we compare Paul and Silas with the two witnesses, we can see that the pattern of evangelism, that have turned the world upside down, are come hither also. God wants us to turn the world upside down when we evangelize. The meaning of it, we need to really condemn sin, worldliness, idol worship, people or practices, and also we should not use flattering to make people happy. The point here, Paul and Silas, they make the people of God, angry, and that's what's going on. People of God is the one who persecute. Those who kill the two witnesses are those who are in Jerusalem. They are the people of God supposed to protect them, but they are the one who hate them. The same way, God wants us to be willing even to be hated, and we need to give the message that shocking, bringing the foundation of the devil and the evil one to be broken by the word of God. And that is how the world to be turned upside down so that salvation will flow. In the book of Acts, chapter 26, when God called Saul, and let's read verse 16 to verse 18, Acts 26, verse 16 to 18. But rise and stand upon thy feet. That is the commission that given to Saul, Paul. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, and to whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. He told that you'll be a minister and witness, and you're going to open the eyes of the people from blindness and to turn them from darkness into the light. The same what the two witnesses did. When we reach that stage of evangelizing, we can find that the Spirit of God working with us that had been worked with these two witnesses. Now, we will continue back to the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and we will continue that kind of evangelism that the two witnesses did over 3.5 years, supported by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Their life were light to shine to the people who are around them, and God was glorified in their preaching, and God glorified them in the eyes of all their enemies. They were ascended to heaven. In verse 15, as we have read, the announcement of the seventh angel, he said, the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord. That had happened after the period of 3.5 years of the word of God preached, and God at the end glorified his two witnesses by raising them from the dead, ascending with the Lord's voice, commissioning them from heaven to come out through the Spirit of God that came in them, and they revived, and God judgment on the spot on the part of the city who were opposing the truth. That was a good, that's a great testimony for those who are willing at that time to come to the Lord and receive him. Now, in verse 16, and the 4 and the 20 elders, which stood before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshiped God. This is where the church in rapture, they are in heaven. 24 elders, the whole church, the Old Testament and the New Testament together around the throne of God, they start to worship the Lord, saying, now here's the theme of their worship. It's the theme for our worship and service and lifestyle today. Saying what they say, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants, the prophets, and the saints, and them that fear thy name, shall small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in the temple of God, in the temple, the ark of his covenant, of his testimony, of his testament, and there were lightning and voices and thundering and earthquake and great hail. Now hear the declaration during their worship. We give thee thanks. That's when we come to the Lord in worship, we give him thanks. We give him thanks for the lifestyle that he had put us, the two witnesses. They were living in the Norway, they were suffering, but they were doing the the work of the Lord. We give you thanks, O God, for the opportunity to evangelize and our willingness to go through suffering and with gratitude in our heart that that is the life. This is the life that you had ordained for us to pass through. So in our worship, we're declaring thanksgiving to the Lord. And also, O Lord God Almighty, we are declaring God mighty power. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he commissioned his disciples, he said, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. That's what we declare to thee as a church. God's almighty power is supreme over everything. God has given us power by the Holy Spirit, which are and was and are to come. We are declaring that God is the same. He's yesterday and today and forever. He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And you stay here and are to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. You know, here we are declaring that God reign and rule over all the nation, and the expression of that is our willingness to continue to persevere, serving Him and doing His will. In verse 18, and the nation were angry. Why they were angry? And thy wrath is come. We declare that the judgment of God is more strong than the anger and the wrath of the nations. We need to understand that whatever the nation, the heathen, the non-believer, they have power. They may do harm, but God's judgment is over all this. It's supreme. It will overtake the anger and the wrath of the nation. And the time of the day that they should be judged, we are declaring there's a time of judgment. Our worship is declaration. There's also a time of judgment. God will punish the wicked and He will reward the righteous. God will give salvation to those who repent and come to Him. And you say here, and that thou should give reward unto thy servant the prophets and to the saints. There's a reward. Our worship and lifestyle and service is a declaration that there will be a reward for those saints and the prophets and those who serve God and to the saints. And then them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. Here our worship is declaration that God will destroy those who destroy the earth, those who does not like to follow, those who are disobedient to His word and to His command. And at the end of this, the sea and the temple is there in heaven, in verse 19, and the ark, so the ark, that is the ark of the covenant, and that is around God. The 24 of elders will be there, all of us, and worshiping the Lord. And what you say here, what was manifesting, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and great hail. The same when the people of God were around Mount Sinai, and the mountain was shaken because God descended on it. That is the God that we worship, and that's the future had been enlightened ahead of us. God wants us to continue to serve Him. At this time, we are encouraged by the two witnesses and what they did, and by life of Paul and Silas. And here we are today, and in the middle of all the pressures, God wants us to continue to serve Him, evangelizing, reaching the lost. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Thank you, God. Let's declare thanksgiving to Him for all trials and hardship, for the persecution, the pressure. Thank you, Lord, because power and authority is all authority has been given to you, Lord Jesus. And we are sent by you, anointed by you to preach and to declare your word. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We worship for you are a great God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you empower us to go on and serve you, reaching the lost, declaring things ought to be, O Lord, lead us to turn the world upside down as Paul and Sarah they did it. We are willing, Lord, to turn the foundation of the wicked one, not to flatter people, not to compromise. Lord, we are willing, O God, to go forward, to preach your word, to heal the sick with the anointing that you will give us, that what you enable us, O God, to deliver, to drive out demons, to set people free, O God. Lord, we are declaring today, O Lord, your judgment on the wicked and your reward for those who serve you, O God. We declare today that your power and your wrath will overcome, will reign over all the plans and the evil deeds of the heathen who hate you and hate your people. Oh God, we pray. Lord, we need your grace. We need your mercy, oh God, as we are praying, oh God. Lord, we need your power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to flow in our midst so that we will continue to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. God, let your reign, O God, fall upon us, O God, the Holy Ghost, we fell us, O God, once again to go on and save you, declaring your word, your will, turning the world upside down. In the name of Jesus, empower all your servants who are here. O God, you can save with many and you can save also with a few. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.